This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gary Cunningham, GaryCunningham, date of birth 03-16-1948, date of appointment March 30, 2023, requesting physician Julia Subic, J-U-L-I-A-S-U-B-I-K. Dear Julia Subic, I have the pleasure of seeing Gary Cunningham today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In his care, as you know, he's 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is a school bus driver. On last Thursday, he's getting out of the bus. He started walking and could not walk. Feet were heavy. It passed after 10 minutes, went to the emergency room. CT had done, which is negative, CT angiogram of the head and neck also negative. There was no numbness, no pain. Has sciatic nerve issue. He is presently back to baseline. This happened 10 years ago. At that time, he was taking Xarelto, but now he's taking Eliquis. He was little bit dizzy also at that time. Past medical history. Aortic valve disease, coronary artery disease, diverticular disease of the colon, history of aortic aneurysm, history of deep venous sinus, history of deep vein thrombosis, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, low back pain, pre-diabetic, rheumatoid arthritis, past surgical history, aortic valve replacement, cholecystectomy, stent in the coronary arteries, right hip replacement, surgical removal of the ganglion cyst, allergy, no known drug allergy medication, hydrochlorothiazide, amlodipine, potassium chloride, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, lisinopril, metoprolol, duloxetine, gabapentin, rapatha, vitamin D, multivitamin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, he is a school bus driver, he is married, live with his wife, have two children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, two sister, one sister deceased, heart failure, four brothers, two deceased, one due to cancer, one MI. Three brothers. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has trouble walking, joint pain, muscle pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in right hand rhythm. Abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. No, please rewrite again. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema ankle present. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait, no ataxia. Rambach test positive. Assessment and plan, 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, dizziness. Number 5, weakness. Next paragraph. His CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck are negative. I would like to order the MRI of the brain and echocardiogram. Consider restarting aspirin 81 mg PO daily along with the Eliquis. Patient has signs of peripheral neuropathy. I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.